This is St. Louis Public Radio. Washington University grad students are using hands-on experiments to get kids excited about neuroscience. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan met some of the young scientists in the Brain Discovery program and has this story.
Ben Ruthier has never looked through a microscope before. The 9-year-old slips a glass slide under the lens and squints through the eyepiece.
Whoa! It's like a whole bunch of black lines. Black dots.
His older brother, William Ruthier, takes a look and offers his own opinion.
It looks like a lot of spider webs or hair.
I think they're connecting with each other.
The two brothers are looking at mouse nerve cells, or neurons. They're part of a group of homeschooled students taking part in Brain Discovery, an outreach program that teaches 4th through 6th graders in St. Louis about neuroscience. Claire Weichselbaum is a neuroscience grad student at Washington University and one of the program co-founders. After looking through the microscopes with the students, she explains why neurons have that long, stringy shape.
Neurons are kind of like the wires of your body, right? They carry signals from one place to another.
As part of the program, WashU grad students work with an elementary school class for 6 weeks. They focus on one big question in neuroscience every week. Like, what's your brain made of, and how does it communicate with the rest of your body? Weichselbaum says they use hands-on experiments to help the students understand some pretty advanced science.
If the kids are engaged and they're excited, they're interested in what they're learning, there are really no limits to what they can learn.
She says the students are curious and eager to learn. The biggest challenge?
We're trying to line up the schedules of two of the busiest populations on Earth, right? Elementary school teachers and graduate students.
The free program has reached more than 1,000 students in the St. Louis area since it began in 2015. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.